Second drop varination planning for jungle rollers, beginner edition. Let's do this in a way that feels exciting, but also repeatable, so you're not stuck in copy-paste and pray mode. Open Ableton Live and make sure you're in arrangement view. Today's whole mindset is simple. Drop one is the contract. It tells the listener, here's the groove, here's the bass, here's the vibe. Drop two's where you keep that promise, but you upgrade it so it feels like a new moment, not just the same 16 bars again. We're going to build drop two by duplicating drop one, then applying a really clean plan that works for jungle and rolling drum and bass. Consistent momentum, small surgical edits, and one or two bigger moments placed on purpose. First, quick setup so you don't fight your session. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. If you want a safe default, choose 174. Keep it in 4/4. Turn on loop, and turn on the metronome for fast editing. Now create some groups so your arrangement doesn't turn into chaos. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music or FX group, and optionally a VOX or Atmos group. One small workflow move that's going to make you feel way more organized. Add locators at key sections. Put one at drop one, one at breakdown, one at build, and one at drop two. Even if you don't have all those sections finished yet, the labels make you think like an arranger instead of a looper. Now step one. Lock in drop one as your reference roller. Before you do any variation planning, drop one needs to work on its own. Typical jungle roller ingredients are kick and snare, a break loop tucked underneath for motion, a rolling bass, and maybe a simple stab or pad if you want flavor. The goal is that drop one grooves for at least 16 bars without you getting bored. If it's boring at 16, it'll be boring at 32. So fix that first. For a practical drum foundation, keep it classic. Snare on 2 and 4, kick on 1, and maybe an extra kick depending on the vibe. But don't overcomplicate it. Let the break provide the rolling energy. On your drums group, keep it clean with stock devices. Use EQ weight to high pass the extreme low end, like around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove rumble. If it feels boxy, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can clear space. Then add glue compressor for gentle glue, not smashing. Try a 2 to 1 ratio around 3 milliseconds attack, release on auto and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, just to add density. The big warning here, don't destroy your transients. Jungle needs punch. Cool. Once drop one feels like it has momentum, we're ready for the key move. Step two, duplicate drop one to create drop two, the right way. In arrangement view, select the entire drop one region across all tracks, every track that matters. Then duplicate it forward, right after your breakdown or build, using CMD or Ctrl D. This is important psychologically. Drop 2 is not you reinventing the track. Drop 2 is drop 1 with intent. Now step 3, the three-layer variation plan. For jungle rollers, the best second drops usually change three layers. First, drums, rhythm and edits. Second, bass, phrase and movement. Third, ear candy, fills, effects and micro mutes. Here's your beginner target so you don't overdo it. One major drum change, one bass phrase to tail, and 2 to 4 small ear candy moments across 16 bars. And I want you to think in phrases, not just bars. In this style, 4 bars feels like a mini sentence, 8 bars is call and response, and 16 bars is a full statement. So instead of randomly changing things, we're going to place changes where the listener expects a new chapter. A super reliable map is bar 1 of drop 2, reassure them with a familiar loop, but with a stronger impact. Bar 5, a small twist, something you definitely notice if you're paying attention. Bar 9, the bigger switch. This is the chapter 2 moment. Bars 13 to 16, escalation, fills, extra momentum leading out. Now step 4, drum variations that scream this is drop 2. Pick one main drum upgrade. You can combine later, but for now, choose one so it stays controlled. Option A is the classic jungle move, add a B break layer. Duplicate your break track, so break A becomes break B. On break B, use EQ8 and high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz so it's mostly tops, mostly air and movement. If you want it to feel alive, add auto filter and give it a subtle LFO movement at half a bar or one bar. Then only bring break B in during drop 2, or even better, bring it in from bar 9 onward so drop 2 has that two chapter feeling. What you get is the same groove, but more rush and more excitement without changing the core pattern. Option B, ghost snares and extra shuffle. If your snare is MIDI in a drum rack, Add quiet ghost hits in between the main snares. Keep velocity low, like 10 to 35. You want feel, not new snare pattern. Then use groove pull gently. Add a swing groove, but apply it mostly to hats and ghost notes, not your main snare, because the main snare is your anchor. If your snare is auto, you can slice it to a new MIDI track with slice to new MIDI track. Then program ghosts that way. Option C. 1 edit bar every 8 bars. This is where you start sounding like you planned the drop, even if you're using simple tools. At bar 8 or bar 16 of drop 2, do a short fill moment. Maybe mute the kick for a quarter bar right before a snare, or stutter the break for half a bar. Ableton's beat repeat is perfect for this if you keep it controlled. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the chance low, like 10 to 25%. Or just automate beat repeat on only for the fill moment so it's consistent. Turn the filter on. Keep it bright, and don't let it mess with your low end. Great. Drums handled. Step 5. Bass variations that keep the roll but add aggression. Here's the big rule for rollers. Protect your low end identity. The feeling comes from the relationship between kick, snare, and sub rhythm. So most of your variation should happen in the mids, tops, and edits, not in the sub pattern. A very clean method is, keep the sub. Vary the mid. Split your bass into two tracks, one called SUB, one called MID or RIS. On sub, use operator with a sine or a wavetable with something basic. Low pass it around 90 to 120 Hz using EQ8 so it stays focused. Then put utility on it and set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. On the MID / RIS track, that's where the fun happens. Add saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Add auto filter for motion. If you want width, use chorus ensemble very subtly or a tiny phaser, then shape with EQ8, often cutting a bit around 200 to 350 Hz if it's muddy. And if you want width, use utility and widen only the mid layer, like 120 to 160%. Now, easy drop 2 bass variation ideas. Call and response. Bars 1 and 2 stay the same. Bars 3 and 4 answer with a small extra note. Rhythm variation. Change a couple of 8th notes into 16th note pushes. Tiny change, huge energy. Filter automation. Open the mid-bass a bit more in drop 2. Even 5 to 10% more openness is enough. And a really effective trick. Once every 8 bars, automate the saturator drive up briefly on the mid layer for a growl moment. Then back down. You get aggression without rewriting the bass line. Keep 70 to 80% of the bass the same. That's not a limitation. That's the magic. That's how you keep the hypnosis. Now step 6, arrangement tricks that make drop 2 feel bigger without clutter. Move 1, the pre-drop fakeout. Right before drop 2 hits for 1 bar, remove the kick. Let the break run, but do a high-pass filter sweep so it thins out and creates tension. Add an impact, maybe a quick vocal chop. Then snap the filter back to normal right at the downbeat of drop 2. Use auto filter on the drums group in high pass mode. Automate it from around 80 Hz up to maybe 250 Hz over that last bar, then instantly back down when drop 2 lands. It's such a simple move, and it feels like the floor drops out and then comes back. Move 2. The bar 9 switch. Halfway through a 16 bar drop is the easiest place to make it feel arranged. On bar 9, do your bigger change. Bring in break B. Swap hats. Open the bass filter slightly. Add a stab hit. Anything like that. This is the point where listeners feel, oh, we're in the second half now, even if the core loop is the same. Move 3. A space hit, half a bar. Once in drop 2, choose one moment where you mute almost everything for half a bar, leaving maybe just a reverb tail, then slam back in on a snare. This negative space is crazy effective in rollers because the track has been driving nonstop, so any sudden vacuum feels huge. A clean way to do it is a reverb throw. Put reverb on a return track, and automate a heavy send from a snare fill just for that moment. Then cut the dry signal briefly so the tail shines. Now step 7. Ear candy. Small changes, big impact. Add 2 to 4 ear candy moments across drop 2, not 20. Think like seasoning, not like a whole new recipe. Ideas. A ride cymbal from bar 9 onward, a vocal stab on the end of 4 every 4 bars, a reverse crash into bar 1 and bar 9, a dub siren extremely quiet in the background, or a delay throw on a fill. Ableton's Echo makes throws fast. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 time, feedback around 20 to 35%, and high pass the echo around 200 Hz so it doesn't smear your low end. Automate the send or the dry / wet so it only happens on the fill. That way you get excitement without constant mess. Now step 8, Make drop two hit harder with mix-aware arrangement. This is one of the most pro-feeling concepts you can use as a beginner. Make drop two feel louder without turning it up. In the 8 bars before drop two, reduce density slightly. Fewer hats, filter the break, pull back a little mid-bass. Then when drop two lands, the full spectrum returns and it feels massive, even at the same volume. Also, keep the drop too low and clean. Avoid random extra sub notes just because you're excited. Check mono on your bass group with utility. If something disappears in mono, it's probably too wide where it shouldn't be. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Changing too much. If drop too feels like a new song, you lose the roller pocket. Number 2. Adding layers without subtracting. That equals clutter, not power. Number 3. Overdoing break edits. If the groove keeps stopping, it's not rolling anymore. Number 4. Widening the sub. Don't do it. Keep the sub mono. And number 5. No mid-drop switch. A flat 16-bar copy will feel lazy, even if you added one new sound. Now let's lock this in with a short practice exercise you can finish in about 15 to 25 minutes. Take an existing 16-bar drop 1 loop you've made before. Duplicate it to create drop 2. Then apply exactly these variations. For drums, add break B, tops only, from bar 9 to 16. For bass, keep the sub identical. Automate the mid-bass filter so it's 10% more open for bars 1 to 8, and 20% more open for bars 9 to 16. For arrangement, add a 1-bar fake-out before drop 2, using an auto-filter high-pass sweep on the drums group. For ear candy, add 1 echo throw on a snare fill at bar 16. Then export a quick bounce, and listen on headphones and on speakers if you can. Ask yourself, does drop 2 feel like an escalation? And does the groove still roll like the same track? Before we wrap, here's a mindset upgrade that will keep you from getting lost. Use contrast budgeting. Give yourself a limit. One headline change, the obvious one. Example, break layer enters at bar 9 or new hat rhythm from bar 1. Two supporting changes, noticeable but not distracting. Example, bass articulation changes in bars 9 to 16, and more room send on snare. Three micro changes, reverse crash, echo throw, one beat mute, tiny stuff. If you can't clearly name your headline change, drop 2 usually won't feel like it upgraded. It'll just feel like the loop continued. This audio version is shortened for playback.